Morena e te whānau. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I am your host, Te Kahu Kuruwensen. I'm a six-figure business owner. I'm on a mission to bridge the wealth gap. If you are new here, know my haere mai. And if you've been here before, you'll know just how much I value your time. So let's not muck around. Let's just dive into today's podcast episode. As always, the disclaimer is available in the description. None of the information provided should be considered as financial advice. Anyways, let's dive into it. Today's podcast episode is about how you can master your mindset so that you can achieve absolutely anything in life. Now, not long ago, I weighed 183 kgs. I was a drug addict. I had chronic endometriosis pain. I was binge eating every single day. I was vaping every day, like multiple times. You know what a vapor does. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I hated my life. I hated myself. And I felt like an absolute failure. Today, I've built a badass brand. I help people build badass businesses. I love my dream life. I'm 70 kgs down. I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life before. My endo pain has gone from like a 10 out of 10, 3 out of 4 weeks a month, down to maybe like a 2 out of 10, like one day a month, maybe. I was able to do this through the power of my mind, something that I'm going to teach you how to do today. Now, most people, like myself included in the past, what's stopping them from achieving what they want to in life is a very, very bad fear of failure and a fear of judgment. Now, these fears can be absolutely paralyzing. When you're so scared of failure, you don't even try to succeed because you've already decided in your brain that you can't achieve it. Most people, though, aren't actually scared of failure. They're actually scared of being seen as a failure, which is actually a fear of judgment. Now, the only way to overcome these is to get out of your head. Now, one thing that I do, I still do this now, I do it all the time. Whatever you're scared of, I want you to map this out in your brain, how you will cope if you actually fail. And like when I first heard of this, my little anxiety brain was like, I'm not sure that's going to work, but it works. Okay, so I want to share an example. When I wanted to quit my job, I was so scared of it not working out. I was like, what if business doesn't succeed? What if this happens? What if I can't afford things? So I actually mapped it out in my brain what I would do if my business failed. Oh, I could do this. I could pick up something new. I could do this to make money. I could just go get a job. I started coming up with all these ideas of what I could do. And it was like, well, actually, I've got me. So I thought that this little strategy would like make my anxiety brain worse, but it actually made it better. And I actually hardly ever get anxious anymore because everything I get scared of, I just map it out of my brain. I'm like, oh, okay, so like if that happens, then I'll just do this. And then if that happens, then I'll just figure that out. And now I'm just like, I know I've got me. Like, I don't even need to worry. Like, literally don't need to worry because I got me. All of the worst things in my life I've been through, I figured it out. I got myself through. I got me. I don't need to worry. So when you know that no matter what happens, you've got you, then you don't even need to worry, okay? So the next thing that I would really focus on is stop looking at the million things you need to do and just do one small thing. That you like focus on one small thing that you can focus on every single day. And I'm going to share with you all like a real example of what I did in my life. So I was 183 kgs. I would go on uni trips and I was literally at the back panting going like, why didn't we take the van? Like, come on. Even if it was like just around the corner. Like, and so what I thought, I read Atomic Habits, which taught me this concept, 1% better every day. And I was like, what's my 1%? What can I do every single day? And I was like, walking 5 minutes a day is going to be so hard, but I can do that. Like, I can commit to that. It's only 5 minutes. I can do it. So I'd walk to the end of my road and back. I was literally so unfit. I would be sweating from walking to the end of my road and back, and I would go and I would literally have a nap after that because I was so tired from my 5 minute walk. But soon it turned into a 10 minute walk, 15 minute walk. Literally, I didn't even focus on what food I was eating, and I lost 20 kgs just from walking. Because I didn't look at everything I was focusing on. All I did was focus on one tiny little thing that I can do every day. Now, if you're in business and you want to build a badass brand, what's your 1% better every day? For the first 2 years of building Māori Millionaire, what I committed to was posting every single day. Now, what this did for me was it built discipline. Like, I learned how to show up aha ko te aha. And I just want to share with you, like, some of the different things in my life that were happening. You know, like, I was a uni student. I was helping to care for my kuia. I was working a job. I was, like, I had a very big workload. But what this did was it forced me to learn that I could actually do it. Like, I could just figure it out. I could batch create content. I could do this. I could post this. I could do all these different things. And I just problem solved. And I learned that I can show up for myself. Aha ko te aha. When you force yourself to do things that are hard, you teach yourself you can do hard things. And then it makes them less hard. So now it's just, oh, simple. I don't, you know. So what's your 1% better every day? What can you do? What can you commit to? So that you can actually achieve something incredible in your life. And do not underestimate the tiny little things that will literally change your life. So by being 1% better every day, you're going to have a 37-fold return at the end of the year. So you're going to be 37 times better by the end of the year just by being 1% better every day. Alternatively, I'm just going to actually bring it up because I can't remember what the actual number was. 1% worse every day, it ends up being a 0.03. I don't know if this is percent or times. No, yeah, it's times. Okay, I got us. Okay, so if you're 1% better every day, it's going to turn into a 37x. You're going to be better, right? And if you're 1% worse every day, you're going to be 0.03 times worse every year. And this is just going to compound, and over time, your life's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. So just commit to doing one tiny little step every single day, okay? Aha ko te aha. Do it angry. Do it when your life's a mess. Do it when you're busy. Do it when you're tired. Do it when you're angry. Do it when you're happy. Do it when you're in love. Do it when you're not in love. Do it when you're heartbroken. Do it when you're grieving. Like, no. Seriously, hold space for healing. Like, I'm not saying just work, 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 work. But, like, aha ko te aha, no matter what, like, stop making excuses, okay? The next thing to master your mindset, which is just so, so important, is millionaire's move. Okay, now listen to this. I am training for a 12k run I'm going to do in a couple months. Now, what the hell does this have to do with business? Again, this is strengthening my willpower, my strength. It's pushing me to be more. Like, this morning, it's Monday morning, so every single week I'm going up a kilometer. So, like, I started off, like, I could run for like 10 seconds, and now we're up to 10k, so I'm going up a kilometer every week. So this morning, Monday morning, I was like, I've got friends coming over for dinner, so I was like, I can't do it, I won't do it tonight, because friends will be here for dinner. So I was like, well, it's Monday morning, I've got to do it now. And I've never run 10Ks before. And so I didn't know how long it would take, but I started my run and I was like, oh my gosh, this is taking a long time. I'm supposed to be starting my work now. This is my little schedule. And what it did for me and what it's doing for me is that because it's taking so long, not only am I learning how to do my work more efficiently because I need to have time to do all of these runs, but also, honestly, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. Running, oh my gosh, so, so hard. So this is teaching me how to be stronger. This is teaching me how to build my confidence, to do something I've never done before, to push myself to new levels. And I really just want to encourage you to do something hard, do something you've never done before. If showing up on social media is your hard, do that. If creating a new offer in your business is hard for you, do that. If you've never launched a course before and you always wanted to, do that. Like, just do, make a millionaire move. Like, what would the millionaire version of you be doing? Do that. Do it today. Without the mindset of success, the best strategy will not work, because you just won't show up. Like, I could write it out for you and you're not going to do it if you fear failure, if you're scared of judgment. Because here's the thing, right? Your brain always wants to protect you. And it's a survival mechanism. If you think about back in the hunter-gatherer days, there's like wild animals out here trying to like kill people. Your brain's like, oh, well, let's not go there because we might get killed. If you think about like a hot oven or something, your brain is like, oh, let's not touch that because we're going to get burnt. Or like even when you actually burn your hand on accident, right? Your hand will move. It like jumps out because it's like, oh shit, let's not burn it even more. Because your brain always wants to protect you. So if you're scared of something, your brain isn't going to allow you to try it. It's going to be like, oh no, let's make excuses. Let's self-sabotage. So I just want to give you some awareness around this. So say you've always wanted to start a course. Like you've always wanted to launch a course. But deep down, you may not even know this, but deep down you're scared of launching it and no one buying it. And then you've like spent all this time and money like trying to create a course and then no one gives a shit. And so what your brain will do is like it will procrastinate it. So it will tell you things like, oh, let's do it when we've done this. Let's do it when our house looks better. Let's do it when I have a flash camera. Let's do it when I have a new laptop to record it on. And it's going to come up with all of these random reasons why you shouldn't do it now. And this is something that you can build self-awareness around. Like, oh, why am I not focusing on it now? Oh, it's because I'm scared of failing. Oh, the only way to know if I'm going to fail or not is by actually trying it. Oh, and I'm actually all good even if I fail. So that is why you need to master your mindset. Without the mindset of success, even the best strategy won't work, which is why I'm going to teach you how to build a miracle mindset inside a program I'm working on. In this, I'm going to teach you how to build a badass brain so that you can magnetize your every desire. I'm talking step by step, fleshing out your movement with brand basics, how to write magnetic messaging that attracts your dream clients, opportunities, and sales, just as I have. Literally within months of launching Multimillionaire, I had a book deal. There was a media company wanting to buy rights to my podcast. I had brand partnerships. People wanted me to speak at events. I'm going to teach you how to launch new offers and actually have people buy them, how to master your mindset, how to create content that converts, and how to make power moves. If you want exclusive early bird pricing, early bird access, you must be on my email list. The link is in the description below. Or if you're listening to this and you're like, I just want to work directly with you, I don't want to wait. Power Moves, the mastermind, is where you're going to get the closest proximity access to me in a very intimate group of up to 8 wahine. You're going to get support from me 4 days a week. I'm talking 4 hot seat coaching calls every single month where you're going to be able to bring forward your questions and get the guidance you need to collapse time. No more fluffing around, trying to figure it out on your own, banging your head against the wall when it doesn't work. You're going to be able to learn directly from me, get access to the strategies I've used to grow my own business. Outside of these calls, you're also going to get voice note coaching from me. You'll get the opportunity to send your sales pages in, your content, your ideas, and get same day feedback on them. Like literally the same day, like send it in the morning and you will have your answer on the same day. You're going to be able to bring forward challenges, mindset blocks, energetic leaks, literally anything that's blocking you from your growth. I will be able to reflect to you what you're missing, what you can't see, the things that I can see after experience building my business. You're going to get same day coaching that's going to transcend what you're navigating. This is for the women who are already making power moves but want to experience more freedom, more fulfillment. I'm talking about the ability to build systems and automations in your business so that you can focus on living your life and know that in the background your business is working its magic just like I do. Like I literally love my life so much. Anyways, I'm talking about becoming someone who is unshakable. Doesn't matter what anyone says about your business, what your family, what your friends, what strangers think. Something that doesn't even cross your mind because you know your power. You don't need any external validation. I'm talking about building something you're really, really proud of. Impact that changes lives, confidence that radiates your every move, power that is felt in every single room that you walk in. As I said, this is a very intimate space, up to 8 spots only. All of the information is in the description below. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode all about mastering your mindset. If you did, feel free to share this on your story or send me a message on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And just like let me know what specifically landed for you. I always love hearing from you all. Like, oh my gosh, I think it was last week, I got someone, like a wahine posted on her story, and she was just talking about how she's been listening to my podcast and some of the different things she's been learning. And I was just watching it and I was like, oh my gosh, I literally love this so, so much. Like, it means the world to me that I can share my lessons, I can share my learnings with you all, and it gets to impact someone. So if that was you, love you so much. Thank you so much. I just literally, I love this so much. I love my podcast. I hope you all have an amazing day today, and I will chat to you all in our next podcast episode. But until then, have an amazing time. All right. Ka kite.